Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Mercedes-Benz South Africa has a new CEO. He is Ebi Khotle, currently Executive Director for HR and Corporate Affairs. News 24 reports that this follows the resignation of current co-CEO Andreas Brandt, who takes on a new role at Mercedes-Benz HQ in Stuttgart. In his new role, Brandt will be responsible for 7 Mercedes-Benz AG manufacturing operations, including the plant in East London. President Ramaphosa has expressed his support for extending the use of equity equivalent programs for foreign investors to the broadband telecommunications sector. This follows the recent proposal by Telecoms Minister Solly Malatsi. Were it to become law, it would open the way for Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service Starlink to come to South Africa. Speaking in the National Council of Provinces and quoted by Engineering News, Ramaphosa said Malatsi's proposal was very much in line with our laws. He added it had not been designed to open the door for Musk. South Africa's biggest short-term insurer, Santam, says its biggest worry now is the country's decaying infrastructure and stagnant economic growth. These are hurting the insurer's business. Santam says worsening road, rail, port, power and water infrastructure are resulting in higher claims. And South Africa's biggest bank by customer base, Capitec, is backing Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber over the new 10 Rand real-time identity verification fee. Schreiber gazetted the decision last week and immediately drew fire from TymeBank, which accused him of targeting the poor. As we reported yesterday morning, Schreiber hit back at TymeBank CEO Koen Jonker, accusing him of profiteering. Capitec has backed the increase and says the stability of the Home Affairs system needs to be improved. Home Affairs says the system has been underpriced for over a decade and was running at a loss. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening with the All-Share Index down 0.6%, the top 40 slightly more, London's FTSE down a little less. In New York, chipmaker Nvidia hit a record high, once again taking the title of the world's most valuable company and passing Microsoft. Nvidia is now worth some $3.77 trillion. On the broader markets, the Dow was down 0.25%, the S&P 500 was flat, and the Nasdaq up a third. Tokyo this morning up 1%, Hong Kong down just on 0.5%, Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar is easier at 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.68 to the dollar, 20.67 to the euro, 24.24 to sterling, gold at 3,337, platinum at 13.80, Bitcoin just under 108,000, and Brent crude oil $67.80 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.